The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. So let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a whoop whoop Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called the Christian Journey. First up, we're going to review the Kingdom of God. Sounds academic, but it ain't. Get it? Ain't. That's a real academic word. And I get to share somewhat of what the Lord showed me about his whole kingdom process in a classroom while I sat there in a humanities class. How funny is that? Next, understanding the tense of the kingdom of God, not the uptightness, but the time differential, is the key to seeing the kingdom of God in his word and in our world. And finally, there is a key that God gives to people to access his kingdom through Jesus Christ. It is used initially to get into the kingdom and continually thereafter to stay present in his kingdom. Got change?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? See, that's a nice question to ask. What do you think? Now, you can call us at 972-445-0770. Want to make sure everybody gets that phone number. Doesn't really change much. 972-445-0770. If you call that phone number, terrific to you, will answer the phone. And you are just going to feel like it's sunny and 73 degrees out. Hey, what's the temperature today? 73? And it's sunny, is it? Okay, there you go. It's going to be like just being outside. It's just so nice. Then she'll put you through to me. Also, you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can also email me. I got the email up at david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can do that for praise reports, prayer requests. You can do that to share something. You can do that just to ask a question. If we can answer on the spot, we will. If not, we'll put it further back. We'll table it until I get some time to study it, because I don't want to just answer everything right off the bat. Now, if you say, Dave, 3 plus 3, I can just say 6-ish. And that'll be close. And so anything like that will work just fine. Plus, we also do trivia. I don't know if you noticed that or not. Here's our first trivia question. Let's see if you're ready for it. It's not a hard one. It's not a difficult one. But you're going to have a multiple choice. Multiple choice. What color was Esau's complexion? A, pale. B, light brown. C, red. D, black. E, white. F, ghost. So there you go. You got A, B, C, ghost. Like that? I just threw that in at the end, the ghost one. I thought that was a good one. Ghost. I can't see him. Okay. What color? Esau's complexion. This is where we're starting off with. It is a multiple choice, and it looks like we have people already calling in. Nobody waits around. You just got to get right to it. Do the best you can just to get involved. That's what we do. Here we go. I'm getting ready. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Good afternoon. This is Al. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, how you doing, Al?
I'm good.
All right, my friend.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, okay? I'm pretty happy because I'm almost done with my schooling for the year, and then the program changes, and that's like a 3,000-pound weight off my left ear. So I'm pretty happy about that. All right, my friend. Here we go. We got a complexion for Esau. I'm going to give you six to choose from, okay? A is pale, B is light brown, C is red, D is black, E is white, and F is ghost. What color was Esau's complexion?
If I remember, for some reason I'm thinking red.
That is correct, sir! You are 100% correct. It's really kind of funny because my mom, you know, when I was alive, you know, they always tell you stories about when you're born. And my mom was very, very dramatic, much more than I am, by the way. And she was like, "You came out and you were red. We swear something was wrong. You were red, red, red." I'd never heard of that before. And then when I started reading the Bible, I was like, "Oh, look." Excellent job, well, my brother.
Could that have been because he was an outdoorsman?
You know, I think he was red because it gave him that just uniqueness of flavor. Unfortunately for him, you know, not everything went the way that I think he was thinking it was going to go. And I think for him, it was the distinguisher. I don't know if it was the outdoors part or not. It's a good question. I mean, I'd have to think about that. But one thing's for sure, you could pick the guy out of a lineup. Excellent.
All right, very good.
All right, my brother.
Have
I appreciate it.
Day.
All right, you too. Right. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. See how we start this? We're just crazy. All right, I am going to be adding back in Facebook Live. I was going to do it today and then realized I didn't set the sound up, so that's not going to happen. So for those that do want to be able to watch the radio stuff that happens in the studio, which just means that you need help, therapy or something. But if you want to, we're going to start opening that up again pretty soon. And I also, by the way, got the contract today from the radio station. So I'm examining all the little I's and all the little the T's and making sure that everything is perfect. I really like it that Don is saying, no matter what happens, I'm going to pay you $60 million. It's great. It's great. Oh, wait, that's not in there? Can I add that? Can it be an addendum? Guess not. All right, let's get into the word. I want to really talk about this as a kind of a fascinating teach. I want to hang with me. This is really some interesting material. We're going to start off in Luke chapter 12, verse 29 through 32. Do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. So understanding the kingdom of God is a very important principle. It sounds very academic-y, but it's not. One day I'm sitting there in Arizona in a humanities class, okay, which already tells you... Okay, so anyway, I'm in a humanities class, and I'm sitting there, and I'm praying, and I'm asking the Lord because I'm not paying attention, and I'm asking the Lord, you know, I hear a lot about your kingdom, and people, like, write books about it, and they do all this stuff. I'd really like to understand a little bit more about your kingdom. And I'm going to say this in a way that you can appreciate it. I am confident that the Lord shared this with me. I'm just not confident how he shared it with me, but the thought that came across my mind is the kingdom of God is where God is king. Now, that sounds really simple, right? It turns out that one of the great, great theologians wrote an entire book on that one line alone, which I thought was fantastic because I had never read it. But the idea here is the kingdom of God is where God is king. His reign, his rule, that's where the kingdom of God exists. And for those of us who need to understand that maybe in a little bit more clearer aspect, think of Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. This then is how you should pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Listen to that passage. Your kingdom come, your will be done. In essence and in truth, God's reign is where his kingdom is. And praying for God to reign in a situation or in a circumstance is exactly what we want to be doing as people who are pursuing the Lord. It doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter what place, it doesn't matter what the situations are, it doesn't matter what the feelings are. Pursuing God's reign, his rule, is pursuing his kingdom. So when you're sitting there and you're saying, seek first the kingdom of God, what you're seeking or what you're looking for is God to be in charge. That's what it is. It's not even that complex. It's this really deep theological aspect. You run things. You're better. You do it. That's the kingdom of God. And you might have a circumstance in your life right now out of control. Can't get a handle on it. Going nutty, right? You need to ask the kingdom of God. You need God to take up the kingship and be the king and rule and reign in that scenario, in that situation. And you think, well, does he reign in certain situations? Of course. He reigns over the universe and exerts his will when he wants to. And so what we do is we pursue and ask him to do that. And when you say to God, I want you to rule, I want you to reign in this situation, that doesn't mean God comes along and says, well, I'm just going to do whatever you think is good, Dave, because that's not what that is. When you say to the Lord, I want your kingdom, I want your rule, I want your reign, you're forfeiting control. And you're asking God to be in charge of that circumstance. So when you think of the kingdom of God, when you think of pursuing God, when you think of impassioned pursuit and asking God to come into the situation, that is not God following your desire or your design for the situation or how you perceive it should be. That's you and I yielding so that the circumstance or situation can be addressed the same way that heaven yields to every rule, reign, and desire of God, that you're putting that situation in that same place, which means you're taking it out of your hands and putting it into his hands, which means that it will come about as he sees fit, not as you or I see fit. That's hard for people right there. Like, let go of control? Really? Yeah. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the kingdom a little bit more, kind of get into it, because we want the kingdom of God in our lives. Seek first. Priority, folks. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto you. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Just as I am, he reached down.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible Trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at TexasAirKing.com.
The David Spoon Experience.
I am such a sinner. Not just a sinner. I am such a sinner. I'm like the biggest sinner ever. That's how I felt. And then it was the understanding that God really cared about me. And therein lies the key. Because God did care. He does care. And it's the same for you. You're listening to me. He does care. And that pain you're going through, it makes him weep. And you might say, well, you can't back that up spiritually or scripturally. Yes, I can. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept, not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up in 5 minutes, but all the grief and the pain around him. Come on. God has a heart. His heart's bigger than your heart. So here's part of the things that I'm skipping light years. I'm just going past it. But it's like when that guy started crying and I started getting mad, and then he said it was, this is how the Lord feels for you, and this is the Lord's heart for you. It just showed me I'm so hard hearted. I'm like a rock, but not in a good way. You know, I'm like a dumb rock. Like, oh man, what's the matter with me? And so you know what he did when he was done doing that? Because now I'm gone, right? Because now you, how do you think after that happens, how do you think I feel? Okay. So now I'm like, please pray for me. That's right. Because I'm just lost. And he prays for me. And it's powerful. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just really, very, really powerful. Here's the thing that leads up to it. Now, are you ready? And that is the powerful point, especially when he cried. But it turns out that I went to that church for a little while. You want to hear something absolutely, positively, mind-blowing, amazing? 3 months later, on a Sunday night, I was preaching in that church. And I was preaching Romans 1:16, the very first thing I ever taught in my life. In that church, in Pastor David Huntsworth Church, Abundant Life in Dillon, Colorado. And I'll tell you one thing that I hope you really hear, and that is that one experience so affected me, I was never the same person again. It just showed me that God really does care. We're pretty hard-hearted. Yeah, we're mashugi from time to time. Not God. He's totally awesome.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's get ready to roll, to rock and roll. For those who are like Christians, they shouldn't do rock and roll. Well, first of all, my feet are on the rock and my name is on the roll. So rock and roll is okie dokie. Hey, this particular trivia question is coming to us sponsored by our good friend Coach at Texas Air King. What do you need to know about Coach? He's a cool guy. Okay, get it? Cool, because Texas Air King, coolest company. Okay, yeah, follow that. Thank you very much. Okay, we're live every night, dark on Mondays. Okay, here we go. So that's how they do it in Vegas. Don't get mad at me. All right, so bottom line, for $80 a month, you can get a brand new system from Coach. Doesn't even charge you credit. That is an installment payment. And you'll save a lot more than that on the new system that you get through Coach. He'll take care of you. But let's play the clip from Coach and Texas Air King.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC Coach today. Call or visit him online at TexasAirKing.com.
There you go. That's from our good friend Coach. So they were going to have a meeting yesterday, but then I think they weren't able to put it all together. And then Sarah wasn't feeling good. If Don and Sarah, so make sure that you're praying for Sarah, that her health is good. And bottom line here is that they're sponsoring the trivia. We appreciate that. We want to drive them business. They want to help us promote the show. How do you not like that? That's a good deal. So if you got anything going on, you need some help, get in touch with Coach, TexasAirKing.com. Here's the trivia question. Yes, I did all that without a breath. Timothy's mother was of Jewish descent. What descent was his father? What was the background of his father? So Timothy's mom, Jewish. Okay. What was the background of Timothy's dad? There you go. Give you that opportunity. You can text in if you want. You know that. That's the 214-210-8483. You can also call in 972-445-0770. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, now somebody did reach out to me. I wanted to ask you about this, T, real quickly. They said they liked the drums, but they wanted to know if we can slow it down just a little, okay, because they're like they tried to follow the website or something and couldn't. So I don't know. Just look. Can you look into that? You want to take care? I'm going to hand that over to you. Here's the ball. You got it? Okay.
Right. Got it.
Okay. Go for a touchdown. Okay, here we go. All right. Let's not forget, please, our DNA. DNA is a very important part of what we are. You're going to hear a lot of news up and down, good and bad, left and right. It's going to be all over the place. That's how it goes. But in the meantime, you still need to maintain your position. Jesus said, occupy until I come. And a big part of that, big part of that, of occupying is you and I being on a ready everyday basis, and that's what the DNA is. The D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Not Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings. Daily. Not just tonight. You're going to Bible study. That's great. That's fantastic. But every day, never, this is the end part, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then the A part for DNA, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, because we should be ready to serve the Lord at a moment's notice whenever he needs us for whatever he desires us to do. Not that he needs us, but that he wants to use us. You get that? You get that. All right. Again, last on the trivia question, then we're going to go into the teach, keeping it straightforward. Timothy's ma, she had a Jewish background, and Timothy's dad had what kind of background? Just going to leave it there. If you think you know the answer, reach out to us and let us know. I want to talk to you a little bit more about the kingdom of God. And I know that for several people, when you think about the kingdom of God, it sounds very, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? It sounds very technical. The kingdom of God, what's that? That just seems like theological. Blah, blah, blah. The kingdom of God is where God is king. That's where he's in charge. And if you've got a situation and you've got a circumstance or in your life, if God is not in charge, you want him to be in charge, because when he's in charge, it goes right. And this is connecting to that prayer that Jesus taught us in Matthew 6. This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. That is the best definition of the kingdom of God. God's will being done. The best of the will and the desire of God to be accomplished. So now I want to just absolutely freak you out. Ready? Ready? Okay. Now I'm having confidence in you. I'm taking you up to level 3 of seminary right here. Ready? You can do it. You can do it. Ready? All right. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. The people will say, in regards to the kingdom of God, here it is, or there it is, but the kingdom of God is in your midst. Let me explain something to you about the kingdom of God. There are two, how many? Two tenses to the kingdom of God. There is the now, and there is the future. What we're all waiting for, what we're all hoping for, is a wonderful trumpet. And then the Lord returns, and the future kingdom of God is manifest, and we have streets of gold, and we've got totally awesome city, and we all have homes, and there's no more pain, and there's no more grief, and there's no more frustration. Wouldn't that be fantastic? There'd be no more frustration. You won't feel tired. You won't be drained. You won't look at the traffic and go, oy vey. You'll just be full of life, full of joy, full of happiness. That's the future kingdom of God. Isn't that just the most awesome thing ever? Where God is king and everything is perfect and he's the light and you have nothing but comfort because God is a God of comfort. That is what we look for. That is our hope. But there is also a kingdom now. So there's a kingdom later. Okay, got that. Cool. Later, later. Like, you know the candy? What's that candy? Now and later. You ever have a now and later?
No, but I've heard of those.
They're like little taffy things. And so you put them in your mouth, and they have a really nice flavor. And if you chew on them, it takes about 4 or 5 hours because they're really thick and dense. And that's the whole thing. It's like it's now and it's later. You get some flavor now. You get some flavor later. Exactly. That's the kingdom of God. When you have a now and later candy, that's the kingdom of God. It's later, but it's also now. And you think, well, wait. How does the kingdom, how is it now? That's where the Acts 17:21. The kingdom of God is in your midst. It's in the middle of you. It's in the middle of everybody and everything. It's where, get ready. Disease, demons, and sin are defeated. That's where kingdom of God is. When Jesus would cast out a spirit, he would say, the kingdom has come to you.
when Jesus would help somebody and heal their wounds from the past, the kingdom has come to you. Some of you, myself included, need more activity of the kingdom of God in our lives just to break us away from the pain of the past. Just that simple. Because the past reaches out like comes out of a pit and grabs you by the back of the neck, tries to throw you down. Kind of the hand turns into a hammer. It starts to beat you on the head. Well, we need the kingdom of God to be free from that. Because the kingdom of God comes in and frees us. The reign of God frees us. The rule of God frees us from the things that hurt us. Now, how could you not want that? It's where past wounds are made whole. It's where the sin that's beating you up on a regular basis loses its power. It's where demons that are trying to torment you are defeated. That's the kingdom of God. I mean, just think about how cool that is. So when Jesus came, you know, he was very committed to teaching on the kingdom, teaching about the kingdom some 20-plus times. 20 times trying to tell you, hey, there is a solution to this situation, and it comes about where God reigns. And that's what we want. We want the kingdom of God now and want the kingdom of God later. Are we going to see the perfect exhibition for the kingdom of God? Right here and right now? No, not the perfect exhibition. We'll see that in the later. But we do get to see glimpses and moments. And that's the key. And you think, well, will the Lord heal? He may. The kingdom may come into that situation. We want to pray for that. Lord, bring healing to people that are suffering. We ask you to help them and heal them. Bless them and encourage them in Jesus' name. That's physical healing. That's mental healing, emotional healing. I mean, there's just in the framework of loneliness alone for the people in the church, there's a ton of healing. You think, you're sounding like the guy with the bow tie that walked around with a top hat and a cane. Stop being an Eeyore.
It's my birthday.
Stop doing that. If God says yes, why would you complain? Let's ask. If he says no, he says no. If he says yes, hallelujah. Come on. I have plenty of faith. I just have faith that's surrendered to him because I believe he has the perfect answer to every question. I do. That's what I believe. All right, let me get back to the answer in regards to the trivia, and then we'll take our break real quickly. This, of course, was brought to you by Texas Air King, so we appreciate that. A big shout-out to Coach. Bottom line, if Timothy's mother was of Jewish descent, what was the descent of his father? Greek. His father was a Greek, and his mom was Jewish. Bet you they had some interesting conversations at the table. Bet you they had a lot of people talking about them. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More, even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. da, da, da. That's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
Serve! There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, every once in a while, I'll ask some more difficult trivia questions than prior. This is going to be a very easy question. So this will be up to you guys to respond to it. I'll let you take it as you see fit. Jesus said he would rebuild the temple in how many days? He would rebuild the temple in how many days? And here's a side note. What was he talking about? What do you mean? You rebuild the temple? You going to get the construction crew out here? You going to get all the cement people? You got to talk to the unions first, Jesus. Okay, so that's the first thing we're going to ask you. See if you can figure that one out. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, so we have somebody calling in on the trivia. Yes? Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Hi. How are you, Gary?
Well, I'm okay.
Okay, Gary. I'm praying for you right now, right? Are you the one that tested in?
Yeah.
Okay. You got it, brother. I'm on it. I'm on it on a regular basis. Just want to make sure you know that. All right.
Okay.
So you got it. You got it. That's big deal. All right. So now Jesus, he's talking about rebuilding the temple. How long was he talking about?
3 days.
3 days is correct. All right, Gary, as a sidebar, what was he talking about? Was he talking about rebuilding the temple, bringing out the mason workers and all the cement people?
No, he's talking about raising himself.
That's right. He was talking about his body. Double win for you. Good job. That's an excellent job. That's the thing. The people are thinking, well, what? He's talking about that took so many 46 years to build that thing. And it's like, see, that's what happens. People hear it, and they only hear what they want to hear. It's like, you guys missed that completely. Excellent job, Gary. And then let me pray for you real quickly, okay?
Okay.
All right, Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus, we got people out there that have a lot of faith, and we just combine all of our faith together. We just ask you, Father, to touch Gary, touch his body, touch him. He's going through some tough times right now, and we just ask you to bring great relief from his tough situation, his physical ailment. Give him relief and give him freedom. Bring the kingdom into his life in this situation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, and thank you very much.
You are welcome. God bless you, my brother.
God bless you.
All right. Here we go. All right, so we took care of that. Oh, we got history. Got to do history. Okay. I have to do history because there's a couple of things in here that are important. Before we do history, wait, your hand's right on the button, isn't it? She's ready. Okay, hold on. I do want to say something. Eric made a very good point the other day. He sent me an email, made a very good point. When we go to 90 minutes, because we're going to 90 minutes, you do not have to listen to the whole 90 minutes. I do not want anybody thinking, I have to listen to the whole thing. It's the David Spoon Experience. I got to listen to every minute of it. I don't like listening to 90 minutes of me. I would never ask you to do the same thing. So in lieu of that, just make sure that as you're a part of the show and listening and participating, it's not a requirement. It's just, it's there for you. And if you want more of it one day and less of it next, that's fine. You're in control of that. The Lord will lead you in that. Just never feel guilt about stuff like that. Okay, never feel guiltier. This is all about encouraging one another. That's our goal. Let's see how we can do it without dropping weird stuff on each. Listen, as often as you can listen, as often as it's a blessing. Fantastic. That's how we think of it. All right, now we can do history.
Let's go live big in the past. Let's go live big in the past.
All righty, today is National Llama Day. Have you ever seen a llama? I mean, they're kind of cool, right?
Yeah, they're not bad, minus the spitting.
Yeah, minus the spit stuff. National Pastry Day. There's just nowhere you can go wrong. And I mean, how could you go wrong with anything along those lines? It's the origination of Christmas Card Day. This is where a lot of people are upset about that because the commercialization of Christmas. Here's my biggest response, and I did this last year. We'll do it again this year. In regards to Christmas and everybody flipping out and it's this or it's that. Here, let me help you out. We're picking a day that we want to say this is the day that we acknowledge that Jesus Christ was born unto the earth to help mankind have redemption with God. I don't think God's up there going, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no. Oh, no. I mean, come on. This is silly.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Exactly. What a great play. Perfect play. Oh, no, you didn't. And then it's Anti-Corruption Day. So I thought they meant, oh, we're closing the government down. But I don't know. I wish. I mean, that would just be easiest, right? I'm just saying, don't get upset. People are like, well, they do this or they do this. They do lots wrong. Let's just leave it right there, okay? $300 for a toilet seat. Just like, come on. 1965 on this day, a Charlie Brown Christmas premiered on television. Now it's like taboo or something. Here's something interesting, and I actually have talked to this guy before. 1984 NFL player Eric Dickerson rushed for 215 yards for a season record 2,003 yards. That's pretty serious. And then last sports one, and it's worth noting because nobody ever talks about him because it's many years ago, but 1987 Boston Celtic Larry Bird, the player that everybody loved to hate, he ended his streak of 59 consecutive NBA free throws. That's pretty good. I mean, 59. I mean, that's a lot. I just give him credit for that. All right, here we go. All right, into the teaching. We got that covered. I have to check with T to make sure I'm doing the right things and I'm on track. So we've been talking about the kingdom of God. I don't want people freaking out when you hear kingdom of God because sometimes you hear kingdom of God, and if you're from the Baptist tradition, you'll think this is more about theology. If you're the Pentecostal tradition, you'll think more about, oh, Dave's talking about miracles and so on and so forth. And Dave's not talking about any of that. Dave's talking about the rule and the reign of God now and in the future, in our lives, in our cities. If you don't think God wants to bless the city, just read Jeremiah 29. Try not to look at verse 11 only. Read verse 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, where it says that God wants to bless the city through his people, whatever city they're in. And we want God to reign in the cities and in the states and the countries and in the planet. I mean, that's our desire. So the reign of God is an important element. The rule of God, where God's in charge, where his will is done, is hugely a big part of things that God tries to communicate to us, that we should be seeking his will, his desires and situations. My question, from a practical point of view, is the straightforward question that's coming out, and that is, how? How? We're a practical application ministry. How? How do we access the kingdom of God? What do we do? What, Dave, do I dial a kingdom? I mean, what do I do to access the kingdom of God? That is the key component question. Here is the significant answer. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 through 2, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Matthew 4:17, from that time Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. In Acts 2:37 and 38, verse 38, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. There is one key theme in regards to the kingdom of God and you and me, and that is the access point, or the key, or let's put it this way, how you microwave the dinner so it's ready and ready to roll, and that is all by repent. And you think of repent, don't lie. You think of repent, you think of a guy who's walking in front of a sandwich shop, and he's got a sign on, the two-sided sign. It says, repent, for the end of the world is at hand. And you're thinking, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what you're thinking. But ironically, repent does not fall on a sandwich board or any kind of sign or anything like that. Repent is used 26 times. 26 times. In the New Testament. You think that's a lot? 26 times. And it means, and listen to what I say, this is super important, okay? The Greek word, for those that want to know, is matanao, and it means to know after or to change one's mind, from metanao. And what it literally means is to know afterwards. In other words, it's to hear and then to go, oh, oh. Now, it can, let me say this real quickly, it can include regret, it can include sorrow and disgust, it can include just the changing of a mind, or the changing of direction, or the changing of one's life. It can mean involve changing for the better, making an amendment to do better or to be better, to change one's mind or purpose. It can, and often does, mean all of that. But let me just be honest with you, and I don't think this probably gets taught very much, so I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to get some letters from this, but it's okay. Repentance has various degrees involved in it. When you do something that's dumb and you know that it's wrong, what do you typically do? You go, oh, oops, that was dumb, right? But when you do something that's really bad, what do you do? Oh, that was so wrong of me to do. I can't believe I did it. I'm so, so, so sorry. Both of those, by the way, are repentance. So it does have a circumstance connected to it, which is why it can be a change of mind, a change of direction, a repentance, a sorrow, a regret. It can be all of those, and is all of those. And you've gone through all of those different stages. That repentance is the key that unlocks the rule of God. You want to know why? Because it's when we, as sinful people, say to a righteous God, you're right, I'm wrong, I surrender. That's what it is. You're right, I'm wrong, I surrender. That's what real repentance is. And that is how we should be accessing the rule and the reign of God in our lives. We're going to take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Every once in a while when I do the radio hosting, I have this wonderful opportunity to talk to people that influence the church, that are a blessing to the church. Today is no different. I am honored and blessed, by the way, to have the opportunity to talk with Pastor Robert Morris. He is the founding and lead pastor of Gateway Church. He's a best-selling author. He's written some excellent material, but he has a new book out, which has the greatest title ever, next to the Bible. The new book is called
Take the Day Off, please. That's all I ask for. The book is entitled Take the Day Off, Receiving God's Gift of Rest. Pastor Marshall, you're there with us.
I am, David, and it is so good to talk with you today.
I do want to let you know before we get going that I was actually introduced to you by somebody at your church about a year ago. I was at a place called Inogen, and somebody named Robert who went to your church, he gave me your book, Beyond Blessed, and I had not actually had the chance to engage on any of your material yet. I read that, and it was a really timely book, which was really cool.
Thank you. Then
I was able to go and get your book on the Holy Spirit, which I thought was one of the best pneumatology books that I've read in a long time. So just to let you know, I really appreciate
that. Thank you. I came from a Baptist background, and so I have some friends that are Dallas Theological Seminary. I have some friends that are Church of Christ, and I have some friends that, you know, just come from all sorts of different backgrounds that are not quote-unquote Pentecostal charismatic. And again, that's not my background either. I went to Criswell right there in Dallas and to East Texas Baptist College before that. But anyway, I've had so many guys tell me that they really appreciated that book on the Holy Spirit, and they may not even agree with everything in it, but they appreciated the sensitivity and the way I handled the person and the Holy Spirit.
It was a great job. I mean, I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I have a Baptist and a Pentecostal ordination.
And Pentecostal.
Yeah, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Calminian, and I'm a manifold millennialist. So anytime you want to sit there and talk about diversity, I'm there for you.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget about livinginhisgrip.com from Glenn and September. Big shout out to them. I know that these kind of teachings are a little deeper, but I do like them. You have to understand, I really do enjoy it because it really gets to the nuts and bolts and things. And so this whole element where we're talking about it, and I'm going to get to the tree in a second, but this whole element that we're talking about repentance, and we've in Christianity, we've Christianized or churchianityized so many terms that if you say them, people are like, oh, ooh. And it's like, it really is not supposed to be that way. It's really Koinonia Greek is the common language Greek. It's not slang per se, but it's kind of soft English. It's like in that sense of it's like repentance. It's like, yeah, man, we're going to have to got to think through this. That's what think afterwards mean. Think through it. And on some things, we probably should be in anguish on them. Some things we got to change our direction. Some things we got to just change our way of thinking, change our mind. All of it, not some of it. Instead of trying to label it, it's like, yeah, that's all of it. Get it? All right. All right, let's do a trivia real quick, if you don't mind. I don't think we've done this before. I'm pretty sure we haven't. What was the color of the robe that Jesus wore when the soldiers taunted him? Huh. See, you know what they're saying, right? Right? They're like, really? You're talking terry cloth? Or what color was the robe? Well, that's just a great question. If you know the answer, don't hesitate to reach out to us. I got to look at our number because I can't even remember. 972-445-0770 if you want to reach out by phone. Also, 214-210-8483 if you want to text us. Okay? What color was the robe? And here's something for those that want to do a little bit of double checking. I will tell you to look in the Gospel of John somewhere between chapters 18 and 20. That's all I'm going to give you right there. All right, let's go back to this and finish up with this. We didn't do the website. Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm telling you, it's because my brain is deflating from all the study. I mean, it's just like, because I only got like 2 or 3 hours left of school, and then I'm done for this year, and then the new program starts. And this has been 7.5 years. And it's just like, wow. So I'm thinking, wow, I think I'm losing my marbles. Okay. Website. Let's do the website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook. He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry.
All right. Now, for that question, for that trivia question, you can either call in to the, what is there, to the 972-445-0770, or you text. And if you text, that's 214-210-8483. Or you can also email, because I got the email up, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay, let's get on to it. What color was the robe that Jesus had on when the soldiers were taunting him? So here's what I want to make sure you understand about this whole premise of the kingdom of God and the entry point through repentance and just getting this whole thing understood. Okay? The kingdom of God is where God is king. It's where he reigns. It's where he rules. Whether in heaven, the kingdom of God is continual, right? Because he reigns in heaven. Heaven is his home. He's in charge. And what we pray for is that God would bring his kingdom, which is in heaven. He would bring some of that kingdom here on earth in our situations and in our circumstances, in our lives, in our existence, that his rulership would be there. Now, in honesty, that does not just mean getting you out of bad situations. It also means you and I surrendering the control of our lives and yielding to him, specifically when he's calling out sin in our lives. I know people don't like sin. You can't say sin on the radio. Sin, 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 sin. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is some of those sins beat us up pretty regularly, and that's not helping us, and we need the kingdom of God to access or take reign or take charge so that we are not dominated by that. And the way that we bring that kingdom in is through the transporter of repentance. And that repentance means to be sorry over sin, to be in anguish, to change our direction, to change our mind, to conform to God's way of thinking. I don't care how you really want to define it. Most of you kind of get the idea. It's you saying to God, you're right, I'm wrong, I surrender. That's what it is. But what happens when you do that if you're really earnest about it? What happens if you actually do that? Well, Acts chapter 3 tells you, listen to this, Acts chapter 3 tells you what the benefit is of this repentance. Ready? Oh, this is so cool. Acts chapter 3, verse 19, repent therefore and turn again that your sins may be blotted out, watch this, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he might send the Christ appointed for you, who is Jesus, whom heaven has to receive until the time of the restoration of all things. Peter, in teaching under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I mean, just one of the great, you know, he had a couple of great, great moments. This is one of them. He says, repent, turn, change direction, think it through, yield to God, acknowledge God is right, you're wrong, surrender, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. That times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Some translations skip that part, which is unfortunate because it's the testimony is there in the Greek. The presence of the Lord brings refreshment. And the way that presence is accessed is obviously through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And when you as a Christian repent, when you say, you're right, I'm wrong, I surrender, the sweeping presence of the Lord covers you, refreshes you. You not only do you get to receive forgiveness, which in and of itself is a phenomenal, fantastic gift, but the refreshment from the Lord brings something that we don't often think about, and that's the newness of life. In Revelation 21:5, it says, behold, I make all things new. Many of you need a new start, a fresh start, a kickoff. We're coming down to the year. We're going to do Christmas. You got 2021 coming this way. And it's like you need a fresh movement, a fresh, it's almost like you need a fresh cup of coffee. Guess what? Repentance is the best way to get the best coffee and get it heated up to the absolute perfect temperature so that you can have a refreshing that comes from God. Now, it's an amazing principle to understand that when you turn to him, watch this, when you repent, when you turn to him, watch this, he turns to you. Think of that. God turns to you. And that's accessed through your genuine, sincere, not for other people, repentance. And that's your acknowledgement that he's the king, that he's in charge, and that you want his will to be done no matter how it looks, no matter how it feels, that you surrender to him, that you acknowledge him. And then you know what happens? God steps in and starts pouring out his kingdom, his rule, his reign. This is physical, but don't misunderstand. This is internal as well as external. Sure, it's physical and psychological and emotional. It's spiritual. It's all of that. Because God made the whole person, not part of the person. Right? And he's just waiting. He gives ample opportunity. We just have amply more pride than we should, and we don't yield. You surrender, and you'll find the newness, the refreshing, and the access to the kingdom of God that your heart so deeply desires. Okay? All right. Final trivia question. Trivia question, what color was the robe? Do we got 2 minutes? Oh, I'm off for like a whole minute? Okay. Yeah, right? Okay. Well, let's get to the thing of the robe. I don't know what's going on with my clock or everything. Everything's off base. The color of the robe, by the way, was purple. Okay? I don't know if you guys saw the movie, The Color Purple. Purple. Don't hear a lot about purple robes. It is possible that your translation says darker reddish or whatever, but the purple's probably kind of the way you want to think about it. Then the other thing I want to say is I need your prayers as we are putting together 100 million different ideas that we have now received to expand the show. And I don't want you to stop. I want you to still reach out to us via email or via phone or via text. Some of the ideas for the show, we're going to go 90 minutes. I've done it before for many, many years. However, in lieu of that, I want you to be aware, I want to just have the best possible show that brings the most possible amount of encouragement. We might even add a little bit of music in. Not giving away all the secrets yet. But just be in prayer and let us know and reach out to us. I pray for you all every day. I don't even know everybody I'm praying for, but I know the Lord knows you by name. And you are blessed indeed. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.